fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Thursday. Yes, it is Thursday, the 29th day of September, year of our Lord, 2022. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, I am always proud to say we start with a Pledge of Allegiance. It should be done in every public and private school, every school day, in my opinion. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The proper tip of the day is get your thermal imaging and night vision equipment now while you can. There's very, very limited supplies of night vision equipment, and once it's gone, it's gone. We have patient waiting in green with my friend Kirk Finney. Kirk is the proprietor of Water Revolution Manufacturing, a complete line of water filters. We like to focus on one in particular, but they're all excellent and all something that I would like everybody to consider. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Well, if I felt any better, it wouldn't be legal. How about yourself, sir?
I'm doing well, sir. How is my audio today?
It's good quality.
Okay,
thank
good.
You.
So there's no buzzing in the background, right?
Right. No buzzing.
Okay, good.
Well, I have some friends that live in Florida. One was at the edge of the hurricane. The other in the metro Orlando area. I haven't talked to them yet. I intend to attempt to talk to them today. My Thursday guest, Dr. Lynn Horowitz, was under mandatory evacuation orders. So he's, I guess you could say, a refugee today. And he probably will not be joining us. I sent a note to Professor McKinney that if he wants to jump in the second hour, that he can do so. Professor McKinney has some expertise in this area of weather and hurricanes that almost nobody else has. He informed the U.S. government how to take the energy out of a hurricane by putting buoys in the ocean about 100 miles out from the coast. That would discharge the energy. These storms are electrical in nature, in case you don't know, Kirk. And of course, they didn't take his advice. Professor McKinney is also aware of satellite-based laser technology that can make a storm more powerful, make it weaker, or direct it, move it around like you might move a shopping cart around a parking lot, wherever they want it to go. And he says that technology does exist, and they are using it. So I hope Professor McKinney can join us the second hour. We shall see. I don't know what the numbers are in terms of lives lost, property damaged, dollar amounts. It'll be a while before those numbers are added up, won't it, Kirk?
Yeah, most of my Florida friends are in the Fort Myers area, and they got hit really, really bad. One of my very good friends was right there on the coast, but I think this was several years ago where he lived there. I think he's since moved inland. I hope he did, because they really just got hammered there. My sister's in Tampa, and it looks like they skirted the brunt of the bulk of it, which is really nice. And then we've got a lot of friends all throughout Orlando and, of course, on the East Coast as well that are getting hit with a lot of wind and a lot of rain. But that West Coast there in that Fort Myers area really got hammered bad. Billions of dollars of damage, I can tell you there. You know, the difficulty is that I think a lot of the top insurers there in the area are skirting bankruptcy, you know, the insurance companies at this point. And it'd be interesting to see how this all falls out. And our heart really goes out to everybody.
It will. It will.
Down in that Florida area, for sure.
It will. I'm looking at a Florida map right now. Do you know, was Naples, Florida, one of the places that was hit hard?
Oh, sure. You know? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
In fact, that whole area there, you know, just north and then all the way south on the West Coast was hit the worst. And
okay,
Naples was just full of water. I mean, I was looking at the news yesterday, and, you know, there's so many inland waterways and canals in that area that I was looking at one video, and I thought, you know, this is the canal, and, boy, you can see it raising. And then I realized it was a street because you could see that there was a step van there that was literally half filled with water. And this was like 10 o'clock in the morning yesterday. So, I mean, you can imagine what's transpired there, you know, over time. Thank God a lot of that area, having been hit by an earlier hurricane, has done a lot of fortification. And a lot of the new buildings, of course, you know, are way above the, you know, the standards that have to be for hurricanes. But nonetheless, the water is the most violent.
Right, right. Well, I know several people who have places in Naples. I carefully looked at a topographical map of Naples several years ago. The highest point above sea level, I think, was 11 or 12 feet above sea level in Naples, Florida. And the storm surge was, what, 18 feet above sea level, above the normal?
Something like that. But, you know, the Florida, of course, is so flat. You know, and so non-elevated,
right?
That any rise, you know, becomes a big issue for those that are by the coast.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, there's plenty of warning. People had several days warning the storm was coming, and if they chose to stay, that was their decision. If they left in time, that may have saved their life. So we'll find out more as this moves forward. But Professor McKinney is absolutely convinced that this storm was made worse and directed by human beings, Americans, with satellite technology. And if he doesn't call in the second hour, we'll get a lot more details next Wednesday when Jim has his normal time slot with us.
Sure.
Moving on from there, the issues with Europe continue to intensify with both the Nord Stream pipelines being destroyed. One was in service. The Nord Stream 1 was carrying gas. Nord Stream 2 had gas in it, but was not pumping gas. And a lot of speculation about who benefits from blowing up these pipelines. And the simple analysis would be the New World Order, wouldn't it, Kirk?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it's very interesting. A lot of tenants, you know, a lot of roots, you know, to this story and how it works. Now, who actually paid to construct this thing? Was it Germany? Was it Russia? Do you know?
Well, projects of this nature can be funded in a number of ways. The private sector could have investors. A government could provide funding. It's not the kind of thing the United Nations would typically do on its own. That would not be their kind of project. So it could have been, since the gas was coming from Russia, my first guess for financing would be the Russian gas company
not to be confused with Burisma.
No, that's Ukraine, isn't it?
Gas
yeah,
company.
That's Ukraine. No.
Anyway, it's just, you know, when these things happen, I mean, obviously, you know, I have a big construction background. When things like this happen, you can't stand the waste, you know, of it and everything going on there. Not to mention the fact that Europe desperately needs that gas. Now, it wasn't flowing, you know, as we all know. But nonetheless, I mean, the damage is just, I mean, I don't know how they can fix something like that. Certainly not in any fast time frame.
Well, no, it's difficult and expensive to do anything more than 100 feet below the ocean. It can be done. Obviously, the pipe was laid there in the first place. It's over an inch thick of steel with a concrete coating on it.
Wow.
And that's a serious piece of equipment.
It really
is.
You consider the length of it, too. My goodness.
Yeah, the hard hat divers would, first of all, you have to purge the gas out because it's explosive. Purge it out with probably nitrogen would be a good choice. And then you need to cut out the bad part and replace it with good pipe.
And then they have to pump it, don't they? Or the nitrogen would allow... Well, it's full of water now, isn't it? I mean, it's got to be, right?
It's probably got water for a certain distance going each direction, but there's still going to be gas behind the water.
Right.
Something that dangerous, the gas is very explosive.
Oh,
they would have to purge all the gas out first just for safety reasons. The gas would hold back the seawater at some point. It would compress and stop it. So, he would pump out the seawater, pump out the gas, replace it with a neutral gas like nitrogen, which is not explosive and not poisonous. Cut out the bad pipe and then refit the new pipe. There's construction companies that specialize in this kind of work, and they're probably already on the way to do that repair work, don't you think?
I don't know. I mean, I really have no idea. I mean, you would think that they would be, sure. I don't know. The whole thing is just bizarre.
Well, there was a contractor named Red Adair, who I think he's probably retired if he's even still alive, but he had teams of men that would go around the world to put out fires in oil fields.
I remember.
And all his workers got a Rolex, by the way. Did you know that?
Yeah, it's an expensive, you know, $8,000, $10,000, $12,000.
How about
$300 to actually make. All that money's in the branding, you know.
It's a $12,000 watch, but all his workers got a Rolex. Regardless, I'm sure that within hours of these pipelines being blown up, that there was communication with the construction companies with the appropriate skill sets to get in and repair this stuff. If people want to blame Russia for this, I don't see how it could be in Russia's interest to blow up these pipelines. Do you see how it could be in Russia's interest?
No, it wasn't done by Russia. I mean, I think Biden came out and said that, you know, that if Russia decides to go to war, that we're going to make sure that pipeline is unusable. And then that was iterated again by that State Department woman.
I
think it's clear that they took it out. I mean, that would be my guess.
Well, I've investigated crimes for half a century. And if you have a suspect who admits to wanting to do the crime before it took place, they immediately become the top of the list.
Oh, sure.
Suspects.
Of course. Yeah,
absolutely.
And they stand to gain, you know, from the disruption, not necessarily America, but, you know, the people that those folks, you know, represent, you know, as we know. So,
well, there's another gas line coming from Norway to Poland, and I don't know the capacity of it, but I'm sure negotiations to tap into that source of gas to help.
Does that emanate from Norway?
Norway.
Is it another channel for Russian gas?
It's Norway, right.
Very interesting. Very interesting. So I was reading last week, and I forgot to mention this last Thursday. I thought this was particularly shocking that Governor Newsom signed into law a new bill that now allows human remains to be composted and used for fertilizer. Did you see that article by chance?
I saw the headline. I didn't need to read it any further.
Incredible.
headline said it all.
How wicked.
Well, it's barbaric, it's wicked, it's evil, it's all those things. And if you're listening to me in California, we have a lot of listeners in California. Maybe it's time to get the hell out of Dodge.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are. I have many.
California's gone.
They're looking to, you know, get out of there as fast as they can. You know, many of them, of course, have their own business, and it's difficult, but a lot of them are planning to do just that. And
one of our regular listeners, he's a consultation client of mine. He's same age as my grandson. He became quite successful in his business that he started, and he sold it and moved to Oklahoma. And he gets to my meetups. He travels from Oklahoma to Rolla, Missouri, for my meetups several times a year. Great guy, very bright, very highly motivated, very positive attitude, I might add. And he met a lovely young lady at another event that I promoted here up in Washington, Missouri, and I think they may become a couple. That would be a good thing, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, that sounds really good. You know, I tell you, things are really picking up at Water Revolution. We've had a lot of call for the larger point of delivery, you know, systems like the AlkaPurity that we sell. Had another great testimonial yesterday from another doctor that has gotten on our water in his practice and has lost 20 pounds just in the first month. And, you know, he's sharing that now with all of his patients. That folks, is the major use, it seems, in the naturopathic community for the alkaline antioxidant water that our systems produce, is as a cleansing, detox, and weight loss mechanism. And hundreds of our doctors use that every day with their patients. So if you're looking to really, you know, spike up your energy and improve your health and, you know, have additional water on hand, that AlkaPurity is a great system. And it's very flexible. We have four or five different models of it, which is shown on the website. We offer several different commercial versions, including our AlkaPurity Max now in its fourth iteration. We call that AlkaPurity Max 4.0. And that's for setting up a small water store out of your existing business because, folks, you can charge anywhere between $2 and $3 a gallon easily for this energized water. And we have a lot of doctor's offices doing just that. So, you know, operating a small water store out of your existing business where you don't really have an increase, you know, in variable cost is a great option, you know, for bringing in what could be several thousand dollars a month extra in income and doing the community a great service, which could become even more important as we see water shortages and other issues like what just happened, you know, in Florida with bottled water. You know, ridiculous to buy bottled water when at your own home you can produce, you know, a purified alkaline antioxidant water, which is what these AlkaPurity systems do. And then often we talk about the ReadyPure emergency filter, why that's so important, because, folks, if there's an electrical shutdown for any reason, like we saw in this storm, folks have no way to get incoming water either from their well or from the municipality. And in many cases, that shuts as well. And it can also become very tainted. You know, a lot of these waterborne diseases can really take hold in any kind of an electric shutdown because the filtration systems are not doing, you know, what they're supposed to do.
Right, right. And, well, these affected areas in Florida, the wastewater treatment plants are compromised and shut down. The freshwater drinking water facilities are shut down and contaminated or destroyed. It's a mess, and you know, recovery is not simply a matter of getting dozens and dozens of utility trucks there to restore power and restore telephones. There's a lot of critical infrastructure that's damaged and or destroyed by a storm of this nature, isn't there?
Well, that's right, and you talked about how, you know, with the pipeline, you know, some of the gas still is in there and it mixes with the water. Well, the same thing happens with, you know, infected water in these municipalities. You've got water then in the lines, you know, that could be tainted, which is why they have these boilers.
Here's a break. The call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Do many Americans don't realize government money is their own tax money. I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. A recent poll by YouGov on behalf of libertarian Cato Institute says that 64% of Americans oppose Biden's student loan forgiveness if it raises taxes. The same poll also showed that 76% would oppose the plan if it would cause universities to raise their tuition and fees. Newsflash, both of those things are true. The cost of college has skyrocketed 1,200% since the federal government took over student loans, almost 1,000% more than inflation. It is also a middle school government class that used to teach that every penny the federal government spends or gives away comes from taxpayers. Have we stopped teaching that, or has the citizenry just forgotten the government does not produce or sell anything? Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S. Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. We have before us an ordeal of the most grievous kind. We have before us many, many long months of struggle and of suffering. You ask, what is our policy? I will say, it is to wage war by sea, land, and air, with all our might, and with all the strength that God can give us, to wage war against a monstrous tyranny never surpassed in the dark and lamentable catalogue of human crime. That is our policy. You ask, what is our aim? I can answer in one word, victory. Victory at all costs. Victory in spite of all terror. Victory however long and hard the road may be. But without victory there is no survival. Let that be realized. No survival for the British Empire. No survival for all that the British Empire stood for. No survival for the urge and impulse of the ages that mankind will move forward towards its goal. But I take up my task with buoyancy and hope. I feel sure that our cause will not be suffered to fail among men. At this time, I feel entitled to claim the aid of all. And I say, come then, let us go forward together with our united strength.
All right, we are back. This hour is sponsored by Water Revolution Manufacturing, a complete line of water filters. We like to talk a lot about the ReadyPure countertop stainless steel gravity feed water filter, but there's a complete line of filters with a bonus. If you listen to my show and order from my website, you get a $100 discount on each piece of equipment. Kirk, we got a caller on hold here. We got Don in Arizona. Good morning, Don.
Hello. Yes, I called a long time ago about Alec Baldwin when he shot that lady. Now it appears 5 months later that they might bring charges against Alec Baldwin. But what I don't understand is what the FBI always has to stick their nose into. This was a local murder in New Mexico. There's no need for the FBI to stick their nose into it and take 5 months to do an investigation. And I think if it would have been me shooting somebody at a local repertory theater in a comparable situation with a supposedly and murdered somebody, I think I would have gone to jail immediately. They could have charged him the first day, but supposedly now they are going to bring charges. Although I'll see it when I'll believe it when I see it. Though,
well, but, Don, the FBI investigates violations of federal law. Murder is not a violation of federal law, unless it involves a public official or takes place on federal property. Right. So I don't see where they have any jurisdiction. Now, I've investigated many murders going back to the first murder I investigated in 1973. Mr. Baldwin probably won't be and should not be charged with first-degree murder. I think that the highest charge they could get a conviction on would be manslaughter on one hand. On the other, prosecutors typically overcharge so they can negotiate downward. You can't negotiate upward, whether it's you're selling a lawnmower or charging somebody with murder. So they can negotiate down from a second-degree murder charge to manslaughter. And the smart thing for Baldwin to do would be to plead guilty to manslaughter with a whatever punishment is deemed appropriate, as opposed to walking away from this. He bears responsibility for what he did. He negligently pointed a firearm at a human being. He pulled the trigger, and that person died. That's on him. And he didn't. I have no doubt whatsoever. He had no intention of committing murder or shooting somebody. On one hand, on the other, any responsible adult should know better than to point a loaded gun, and his excuse is he didn't know it was loaded. Well, it's his responsibility. It's not anybody else's responsibility to determine if a firearm is loaded or not. You can't hand that off and pin it on somebody else. You can't do that. So I would like to see a successful prosecution of Mr. Baldwin for manslaughter, and he needs to accept responsibility publicly for what he did. So far he has attempted to dodge that, and
right,
that makes him look ignorant, makes him look weak, trying to do so. Anything else, Don?
Yeah, I would add that we don't know for sure that he did not want to kill that lady. He's been a hothead all his life, and he's been see some of the stuff, he's on drugs a lot. So he's got problems going on in his brain because of doing a lot of drugs. You can tell by looking at some of his interviews and stuff. So, yeah, but I hope they get him for something. And you're right, the FBI always wants to, because it's a high-profile case, they have to stick their nose into it and offer their assistance. And if they offer their assistance, the sheriff's not going to say, hey, get the hell, go away from us, FBI, because they'll always defer to the FBI and let them stick their nose into it for the publicity. Okay, I'll let you go. Thank you.
Okay, Don, thank you. The call number is 512-248-8252. We got a 5-hour break coming up here in less than a minute. Baldwin showed his true colors here, Kirk, when he attempted to defer any responsibility, didn't he?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a shame. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Hello, I'm Peter Serafine, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixie land. Then I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there. We're always adding to the section on COVID-19, the COVID-19 clot shot vaccinations, articles and videos by world-class scientists and doctors, which I am not, by the way. But the world-class scientists and doctors have been prognosticating on this now for 2.5 years. And those details are at my website at thelibertyman.com. I got a fresh delivery of energy cleaners yesterday and getting all the back orders out today. I got some ready to go. If you're tired of being tired, check out the energy cleaner. If you have pain issues, you also need energy cleaner. We'll be talking to Tom Berryhill about that at the bottom of the third hour. And, of course, winter is not far away. If you want to be warm, of course you do. Be cozy this coming winter, of course. And save money. Of course you do. That's where the Liberated Rocket Heater comes in. We have them in stock, ready for immediate shipment. Details at thelibertyman.com. My toll-free hotline to order your rocket heater with a pellet hopper and your energy cleaner is 800-592-9543. Visiting with Kirk Finney, the proprietor of Water Revolution. Kirk, we got a caller on hold here. We got somebody in Florida. We got Charlie in Florida. Charlie, good morning. Are you safe from the hurricane, sir?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that last little bit, John.
Are you safe? Did the hurricane affect you at your home?
Not a bit.
Okay.
It didn't affect me a bit. It didn't. We had some high winds and some steady rain, you know, for a day, but that was about it. If we're going to talk about that for a second, I'd like to thank Kurt, though, because I ordered one of those Ready Pures, and I had that. I have it all set up, and I have the a year's worth of food. So I felt secure knowing that I had those items in case we lost power and all that kind of stuff.
That's
but
great.
I couldn't, you know, yeah, it may, it, yeah, it was great. Kurt, to have that available so I could just go outside and just, if I had to, I could just get water right up out of the ground, you know. And
or you could just hold it outside, it would fill, right, from the rain?
Yeah, that's true. I never thought about it that way. If it's raining, yeah. That's true. And, you know,
not to make light of it, but you're south. You're kind of south of the action there, right?
Yeah. Anyway, I couldn't have gotten out if I wanted to. I know it. You guys were talking about, you know, I had an accident on Saturday, and then I went into the hospital on Tuesday morning. So I didn't get out of the hospital to late Tuesday afternoon. By that time, you know, it was really too late, even if I wanted to leave, you know. And there's a lot of people like that, you know, that live in Florida. They just can't get out every time. And getting out isn't always a great thing anyway, because you drive north, you go, and the hotels are all booked up. The gas lines are incredible. I mean, yeah, it might be good if you're really in the, if you really, really have to get out. But, you know, a lot of us just have to weather these things out. And that's just the way it is. A lot of people, they can't get out. You know, they're injured or they're old or whatever. They just can't get to it. But anyway, I was really calling in about this pipeline deal. I don't know if you knew it, but they found another leak, which means four of them now.
I saw
and
that.
And as you guys, yeah, and as you guys were talking, you were talking about how they have to repair these things. They've got 2 weeks to repair them. Okay, the leaks, and then after that, they say the salt water will damage it beyond to repair.
Jeez.
So. Because the salt water getting in. So they have, the deal is they got like 2 weeks that they can get in there safely and get all the repairs done before they have to start replacing, you know, lots and lots of pipe. So, yeah, this thing, yeah. And just out of, I also wanted to point out that, you know, a lot of people were saying that, oh, they're, you know, the Germans, they're going along with all this. Well, not necessarily. In the town of Lubin, the day before this attack took place, there were thousands of protesters, Lubin, Germany. Lubmin, it's L-U-B-M-I-N. I'm not sure of the pronunciation. Thousands of protesters had taken to protesting that they wanted Germany to open up the North, to negotiate to open up the Nord Stream 2 pipeline with Russia, because they're not going along with all this stuff. They don't want to freeze to death and everything over there, like some people were saying. And so this happened just the day before the attack. So I don't know if it had anything to do with it. I think it probably did, because people are seeing there that these people, you look and you see that Italy has elected to basically step out of the European Union. They elected a woman who, and they're pro-Italy government, Italian government. The Italians had a staged protest, and they went up and into the European Union headquarters and took the flag down, European headquarter flag, EU flag, and raised the Italian flag. And even Switzerland and Sweden are getting into the action. So it looks like what's going on over there is that there's a big battle between the proponents for the European Union and the rest of the world, you know. And it looks like our side is on the wrong side of history here. We're on the bad. It looks like everything that sea was controlled by, where the attacks took place, was controlled by the United States, by the way. We had our ships and stuff in that area, so it would have been pretty hard for Russia to sneak in there and do it, you know. Why would they do that anyway? If they wanted to shut the gas off, all they had to do was cut the, they got the valve, they could cut it off and turn it on whenever they want, you know. That's, why would they go through all that? I mean, yeah, they could say, oh, it's a, some kind of, but the amount of money that they're going to lose, I mean, just the gas that escaped alone was worth, you know, probably billions. So the amount of money they would have lost doing that is just ridiculous. You know, they wouldn't want to do that. But, yeah, this whole thing is a mess. I tell you, what it does is it makes pipelines open for attack, okay? And it's now saying, it's like saying, okay, now infrastructure is on the run. So it, I wouldn't be surprised to see, you know, more attacks on more pipelines. I know for a fact that Ukraine attacked a pipeline just about several hours ago in the Donbass area. They attacked one. And they also attacked a bunch of civilians. They blew up a bus. Attacked a bus that was full of civilians. So they're not stepping down at all after those referendums. They're actually putting more pressure on. So I don't know. It's going to expand. Something's going to happen. It's heating up big time. Yeah.
Yeah, so, no doubt about that. It definitely is heating up. You're right.
Yeah, I'm safe and everything like that, but I just wanted to let, you know, let everybody know what's going on in this pipeline deal. It's going to open up, I think Russia's going to have to start hitting pipelines, too. We'll just have to see. I mean, I don't know what else is going to happen. I mean, you know.
What a waste, Biden, you know, considering the weather
effects. Biden is the most dangerous man, this administration, and Biden is the most dangerous man I think ever to have set foot on this planet, because at this time he could start a war that could, it basically ends civilization, and it seems like he's doing everything he can to try to do it. Yeah. All right, thanks, guys. I'm going to let you go.
Okay, Charlie. Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
Actually, we don't have any callers at the moment. The call number is 512-248-8252. Well, it looks like Charlie came through quite well with this hurricane, didn't he?
Yeah, he's south of the action. You know, he's on the East Coast. He's south down by Melbourne, I think.
All right. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Glad to hear that. The storm is now reduced to a Category 1, I believe, as it moves north.
Yeah, tropical storm, I think. But, you know, it's six of this, half dozen of another.
Right, which means...
It's the rain. It's the rain is the big story, I think, now.
Yeah, rain. And of course, one of the things that makes a hurricane so dangerous is there's typically slow moving. So these sustained winds and rain just linger for... as much as a day at a time, don't they?
They do. Yeah, it's headed kind of in our direction, but I think that typically by the time it gets up here, they peter out. You know, we're expecting a good rain, though, this weekend, which we desperately need. So that'll be a good thing.
Absolutely. Well, Kirk, we got an election coming up in about 40 days, give or take a day or two.
It's coming right up on us.
Yeah, it'll be here really soon. It looks like the Republicans will once again control the House of Representatives, which is a big deal. If they exert the power that they've got, which they didn't do the first 2 years that President Trump was president, unfortunately, there's a lot they can do to slow down, if not outright stop, much, if not all, of the Biden agenda, can't they?
Well, they can defund, you know, a lot of the stuff, which is what they need to do. They need to defund everything. I mean, the fact that we're in such debt, and that you've got so many people here in this country suffering financially, that that they would continue to send billions of dollars over to Ukraine is a mystery to me, you know, amongst the other crazy things that they do, you know, with the money, you know, like this,
right,
like this pipeline attack, which I have no doubt, you know, was fomented by them.
We have a caller on hold here, Kirk. We got a caller. We got John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning to both of you. I want to refresh your memories, go back to April 28th, 1996, Secretary of Defense William Cohen addressing congressmen in Georgia. Listen to this. Others are engaging in even an eco-type of terrorism whereby they can alter the climate, set off earthquakes, volcanoes remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves. So what are they able to do with hurricanes and tornadoes and all the rest of it? How much do we really blame God for that is plausibly deniable weather warfare? I'd like to hear your comments.
You got any response there?
I agree wholeheartedly.
Yeah, well, weather manipulation has been around for decades. It was done during the Vietnam War. It's become a lot more sophisticated and a lot more capable. Once we get Professor McCanny on, which may or may not happen today, he'll be on next Wednesday, we'll get more scientific detail about how they have the ability to manipulate these storms, John.
Well, I've got a niece that's in Tampa that went through the outer bands of the hurricane, another one that is in Palm Beach that went through the tornadoes. They got 15 inches of rain.
Oh, geez.
In one day, okay? Now, they're used to it. One is very prepared with hurricane windows and all that. They didn't even board up. The other one was upset because through all this storm, they lost their Wi-Fi. Now, they're all safe, but they kept their power. So, you know, the kids were upset because they lost their Wi-Fi.
Oh, sure.
Well, of course.
My whole reason for saying this, you know, John, and it's going to sound critical, but the other day I heard Professor McCanny, and you asked him what made it a Cat 5, and he said, I think it's 160-mile-an-hour winds. Well, it's actually 155. And if it sounds critical, if he is all that, why doesn't he know the things that really an archaeologist and an expert ought to know? I know we can't know all things, but I'm beginning to wonder.
Well, when you're talking extemporaneously, being off by 5 miles an hour for something like that, I look at it as no big deal.
Well, he's not a young fellow, right?
Well, I guess, but neither.
I mean,
I
misspeak every day. I'm only 62, so.
All right, I know it sounds critical, and it's really not meant to be, but I'm beginning to wonder. You know, anyway, I'll leave it at that. I don't want to stoke a fire. So, thank you both.
Okay. Thanks for the call. The call-in number is 512-248-8252. This information age is something else, isn't it, Kirk?
Well, the addiction of the younger folk, you know, to the internet and the games and the iPhone, you know, is just too much to bear. I think you know, if there was an electrical shutdown that caused an internet block, you know, like John talked about, I think it would cause mental panic, you know, amongst everybody under age 30. I mean, that's what I think. I don't think you have to do much else. I think you just do that and watch the country get taken apart because they can't access, you know, the fascist book.
It looks like I got a note from Professor McCanny that he has a meeting, but if he's done in time, he'll give us a call. So we shall see. What people have instant access to from their smartphones, any place they have access to Wi-Fi, to phone service, is access to what I used to do in libraries with the training I had, both as an intelligence analyst and as a paralegal, to do traditional library research using magazine articles and books as reference material that to be looked up and then read, or going through newspaper archives on microfiche. That's how it used to be done. And of course, those archives still exist, and they still have great value, because not everything is on the internet, is it, Kirk?
No, it's not. And you know, a lot of what you find, you know, in all news, really, you know, at this point, is conjecture and storytelling, and you know, much of it is designed, you know, to take everybody's mind off the main issue. you know, and I think that, you know, when they move away from rhetoric to actual damage, which is what we see happening now, I mean, not only in the Ukraine, but elsewhere in the world, this is an absolute travesty. I mean, I can't believe that anybody that would have the intelligence and foresight that these people are supposed to have that are in control would do the things that they do the way that they do them. I just can't even believe it. I find it mystifying.
Well, Kirk, we got a break coming up here, but I want to ask you, in your area, you've probably got barns in your area that are 150-plus years old, don't you?
Did you say farms?
Barns, B-A-R-N-S,
yes,
barns.
Yes, we have a lot of them, and they're worth
a lot
of money.
We'll talk about
too.
That after the break. Hold on.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
While Ukraine is turning into a huge mess, I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. In a rare public address, Russian President Putin announced the mobilization of more troops headed for Ukraine. Russia is calling up 300,000 reservists in phase one of that mobilization. Putin also said he would not rule out the use of nuclear weapons. So far, the United States has sent about $70 billion to the war in Ukraine. I'm somewhat torn over the situation. In essence, this is a civil war. Ukraine was part of Russia for a very long time. However, the West did promise to defend Ukraine when they gave up the world's third largest nuclear arsenal. But when do we cut our losses? At what point will American troops get involved? Or even worse, when might we see mushroom clouds? Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, see this Pashem Parabellum.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. Kirk, these barns that are 100-plus years old that you've driven past in your area, did you ever notice the beautiful large green lightning rods on the roofs of these barns?
Yeah, in fact, there's a lot of buildings around here, not just barns, but houses that have got, you know, lightning rods on them. Yep.
Okay. Lightning rods are not made from glass. Those aren't lightning rods. Did you know that?
Okay, so you're talking about the energy rods that collect, are on some of the ancient buildings? I haven't seen that.
100 years ago, they collected electricity out of the air. It went into batteries, and that provided lights for inside the barn.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. I mean, you know, you see that, you know, with a lot of the suppressed, you know, technologies that are out there, you know, that
it was common. It was sure. Common hardware store items a century plus ago.
Wow.
In 1900 or so.
Wow.
Common off the shelf hardware store items. And hardly anybody knows that they even existed now, that that you could get electricity out of the air. You can also get electricity out of the ground. It's called earth batteries. Wow. They've been doing that since the 1840s, by the way, taking electricity out of the ground and using it to make lights or anything else within the limits of the amount of electricity being drawn out of the ground.
I never knew that there was building, you know, roof devices that were actually commonly used.
Nope. And the earth batteries, my friend Tim Spencer, he was at an Army observer of an Army experiment where they were powering up all kinds of electric devices in a tent right next to all the earth batteries set up next to it.
Wow.
How about that?
That's something.
It is.
I never knew that.
Yep. A lot to be learned, and that's what we talk about with Professor McCanny, who may or may not be calling in this coming hour. You have everything in stock, ready for immediate shipment, Kirk?
We do. We're shipping every day, and I want to encourage everybody, if you haven't done so, you know, take advantage of getting the Ready Pure emergency filter. It's the best one made out there in the market, and it'll be available for you for decades to come. It's a very sturdy, transportable unit with the best filtration technology that I've seen. And, of course, our beloved solid stainless steel spout instead of the plastic ones that you see on some of the other units.
All right. Well, good. Glad to hear that. Kirk, we want to thank you for being with us. We look forward to having you back next Thursday, sir.
Sounds great. Thanks a lot, John. Have a great weekend.
Appreciate it, Kirk. This last discussion brings to mind Emmanuel Velikovsky's book, Mankind in Amnesia. Man, we don't know our true history as human beings living on this planet. We don't. It's been lost. Top of the hour, I'm going to talk about earth batteries after the top of the hour break, because I don't want to be interrupted by the break, and give everybody a bit of an education on what in the world are earth batteries and how do they work and so forth. And we will do that and have that discussion. And, of course, the call number is 512-248-8252. Our prayers go to Dr. Horowitz, who is a hurricane refugee. He was under mandatory evacuation orders. Don't know where he is. We'll be right back.
Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit RepublicBroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.